mistaken, and many times confused. Many's the time I've been forsaken.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date, August 10th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is interesting to join you today on this radio broadcast of the French Connection because there are things popping and happening and flipping out all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a financial system in full meltdown here. We've got whipsawing prices on the Dow and on NASDAQ. We've got the plunge protection team working full time. If you don't know what that is, that's the government backed and financed group that goes in and actually buys Dow component stocks to keep them from falling too far. They've got one of those same teams out there buying and selling gold. What they usually do for that is they short gold and buy future contracts and shorts and force the price down through manipulation of the pricing. And if you want more information about that, we've done an interview with a guy named Bill Murphy on that one from GATA, G-A-T-A. But it's happening, and it looks like these criminals that we've been telling you about forever are in full meltdown mode, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is coming out in ways they don't want it to come out. So they're resorting to drastic measures. If you were privy to a broadcast yesterday by Alex Jones with Ted Gunderson. Now, Mr. Gunderson, in as far as I know, and I've talked to Ted on the phone, he tried to sell me the idea that a Filipino woman that was addicted to crack, he didn't tell me she was addicted to crack. I had to figure that out on my own by speaking to this woman, had inside information about an imminent attack in Los Angeles, and he wanted me to put the information out on my broadcast. This was, I guess, when I was still at RBN. Or maybe when I was at GCN, I'm not sure. But anyway, after talking to this woman on the phone, I was immediately convinced that she was excuse the expression, ladies and gentlemen, but a crack whore. That's exactly what she was. And he was pawning her off on me to tell me that I was that there was going to be Abu Sayyaf group. Of Muslims had planned an attack on Los Angeles, and that he knew where they had hid the bombs, and that this woman was he could smell chemicals in his house. And when Ted Gunderson told me that he could smell chemicals in the house, I thought to myself, yeah, this girl's going in the bathroom smoking a crack pipe or something. I was unbelievable. If you had been part of this stuff with Gunderson, this guy was absolutely a loony bin candidate. But anyway, he's on to Alex Jones yesterday saying that it's the turban wearers that did all this and pointing everybody to the Saudis and talking absolute foolishness that it's Luciferians everywhere. Luciferians are behind all of it. They're all devil-worshipping baby eaters. And that according to Mr. Gunderson's math and confirmed by Alex, the blowhard Jones,
oh yeah, there's 4.5 million baby-eating Luciferians in America.
I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the actual truth of this broadcast they did yesterday. They actually tried to sell the idea that there are 4.5 million baby-eating Luciferian human sacrificers in the United States and that they're the bad guys. Now, of course, I'm sure that there are probably people who do that, and probably more than I would imagine. Probably hundreds or even a few hundred. Who knows how many? But his number yesterday was there are 4.5 million of them, and that they're doing this to the world. And, of course, both of them kept referring to the New World Order's Luciferian controllers are going to eat the babies. And it stunk so bad of desperation, ladies and gentlemen, because the fact is, as you know it, as your research has shown you, as everything that you've looked into, is that these people are panicking and they're grabbing at straws. They'll say anything at this point to cover themselves from what's coming out. It can't be stopped now. And as we knew, once the Pandora's box was open to the truth, that people would see the rationale in the argument that Zionist criminals were doing this. And we pointed out the names within the so-called neocon group. They were all Zionist Jews. And we talked about the two groups within the both parties of Democrat and Republican, whether it be Rahm Emanuel running everything. And, of course, our friend Chris Bolin did a wonderful job of pointing out Rahm Emanuel's participation. But then what we did was we started seeing on the Internet, Eric, myself, and Bolin, started seeing the groups that wouldn't talk about these facts, started seeing the people who were steering groups away from those facts, and then started becoming aggressive about trying to discredit our work. And we started pointing them out. You know, this Daily Kos crowd and the Morgan Reynolds of the world and the Judy Woods. Of course, you know, Mr. Rivero, being one of these nitwits, either he's been bought and paid for or he's an imbecile, put an article up that confirmed in many ways all the people we knew were frauds. Webster Tarpley and Uncle Fester over there, Mr. Fester from the University of Wisconsin. And they've been outed as frauds in 9/11. But we told you that 8-10 months ago. Isn't that surprising, ladies and gentlemen? And then, of course, the list that this nincompoop over on Wake Up From Your Slumber has on there of Poseidon. He says, yeah, see, they trash everybody. They trash Rupert. They trash Judy Wood. They trash Fester, Professor Fetzer. They trash Morgan Reynolds. Yes, of course we do. They're shills. And look at the rest of his list. Michael Piper, he's a shill. Along with this guy Poseidon, guys. And you, GRS Wave, wake up from your slumber and understand that you're harboring a shill on your website, and big time. Not only that, you've actually written protective types of statements in his regard. And I don't believe you're a shill there. I think you're trying to run an honest site. But you've got to smell the coffee here. I mean, take a look at these guys' posts, and then take a look at who the world knows as liars. And you need to wake up from your slumber, I really believe. But anyway, and you got to start putting Bolin's work back on the main page over there, GRS Wave. A little message to you. But thanks for the others over there going onto that website and telling others the truth. These people don't want to hear the truth over there. But you know, it does get a decent flow of traffic, and your fighting has actually done a great job of exposing all the liars over there. Now, you know, Suzette over there trying to destroy our reputation, and even Nina now is trying to do that, and all these others. It's interesting to note that with their efforts, people, you know, you can judge people from the fruits of their labor. And if you go to our website, which some people claim they've been to, and then still think we're not telling the facts, then I know right away that they're liars, because if you look at the stuff and listen to the files, you know right away that we've nailed the names. We know the conspiracy. We've told you the story. We've given you the straight dope on it, and we've been accurate to a large degree, ladies and gentlemen, to a large degree. You know, not perfect. Very hard to be perfect. You know, this Chris Bolin thing has been a tough one for Eric and myself. And I got to say to you, I'm going to move into that, a little segue here. He called Eric, and he also sent some emails along with some angry correspondences from his wife, Halia. Now, what we've been able to glean from this is that these people are under duress. And we wrote on the top of the site some time ago, either kidnapped or killed. Well, apparently they're still alive, which is good news. But the bad news is that they're under duress and they're under control of some sort. And he even admitted he'd been terribly sick with stress, and that his wife's sick with some kind of sickness that's caused by stress. And this is a person that is not prone to that kind of thing, I, as far as I've ever known her. And it's only a couple of years since I've known them. But worse than that, they're trying to say that we're not for real and all this other stuff. but you take a listen to their files that were not very old ones. In fact, like a month or two ago. In fact, every file he ever did with us, it was accolades. It was, you did the best work. You're convincing people not to go to Iraq. You guys put the best articles up. You've done the best interviews. You know the facts. You've done the facts. People tell him nothing but good stuff about the French Connection. And then all of a sudden, this doctor over here gets involved in their lives, and all of a sudden, they get swept away, and now she's threatening to sue me because of she's a public person in this Boleyn saga, and when I make statements about Boleyn, she says I have no right to have a speculative stance on what's happening to Christopher Boleyn. And I got to tell you something, guys. It smells bad. It looks bad. It is bad. Eric and I both believe firmly that Christopher Boleyn is not free. We believe that with every ounce of our being. Now, of course, when hundreds of shill websites come out and try to tell the world that Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt are both liars and shills, and many people don't bother to go see our work, they're just going to believe their favorite broadcaster or their favorite writer without documentation and without checking into it, which is the MO of many, many people, or they're going to take some nonsensical anomaly in something we did in the past, whether it be making a mistake about accusing somebody and then having to admit it later or whatever. The non-thinkers out there are going to think that, we're liars. Well, we're not, and you look at the work. Judge us on the fruits of our work. Now, that brings me to my next thing. Somebody, I guess, about 2 years ago now, when the London bombing happened, 3 days after it, I went to be on an Islamic channel in London. And it's broadcast all over the continent as well, this channel. It's out of London, in the West End. And I had made arrangements to meet Felicity Arbuthnot and a friend of mine, a journalist, and kind of in a sideways, David Shiler. He had been in touch with me, and I told him I was coming to London, and I said, okay, I'll meet with you. So he came to the TV station looking disheveled and as like he had just come off of a terrible hangover, and he looked like hell. Anyway, but he showed up at the channel, and I went on the show and told the audience of a few million people that 7/7 was an inside job, and it was done by British intelligence and the Israeli Mossad and the Americans, and there was an American ex-CIA chief involved in the management of the London Underground, and that these Muslim men were not the cause of this attack, but this was a false flag terrorist attack done by the government. And I told the whole group that on TV. And the host, who was a shill, Yvonne Ridley, couldn't believe it. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know how to stop me from telling everybody this on TV 3 days after the event. And it was quite an event. But David Shiler and I spoke after and went out after. And to make a long story short, now David Shiler, turns out that he said that this is recent now. After being spot on with everything and getting friendships and connections to a lot of people, including myself and a lot of people around this movement, comes out and says that holograms surrounded the planes, which is like this Professor Fetzer's nonsense or Morgan Reynolds nonsense. But now he's claiming to be the God reincarnate. Honestly. We're going to put a link to the site. Is God? No. Now, that might sound funny if it weren't so dangerous to the rest of us. What have they done here? They made a man come out for a year or two, work hard at facts that were already known, because he never exposed anything that wasn't already known, and got in, got trusted as a guy that was a fact finder and a truth teller, and then at the appropriate time sent him off to be a complete nut job to discredit the rest of us. Kind of similar to what they do with rents, you know, the remote viewing and vacations on Mars and what they do with other nonsense like this signs of the times, drink your own urine kind of cures and teleporting and what else do they have there? I don't know. Remote viewing. They had all kinds of kooky stuff. You know, we come from the Death Star and all this other stuff. But anyway, so what they're trying to do is that they're going to put these people out as fact finders and then nut jobs. And so that people can juxtapose a belief that everybody involved in this movement is a Looney Tune. Well, I mean, the fact that they would go as far as having David Schuyler proclaim himself to be the Messiah would tell me that these people are in absolute full tilt desperation mode. That's what it says to me. This is the most desperate nonsense that I've ever heard anybody utter. Sorry for the noise there. But amazing all this stuff, isn't it? I told you I thought some kind of problem was going to happen based upon the way they've been puffing up the nonsense and by puffing up the declarations that we're going to have more nonsense. But more importantly, the need they have of putting a clamp down on the growth of this movement. They can't let this continue. It's leaking into the mainstream. It's getting into, Joe Sixpack's mentality now. It's starting to seep into, the soccer mom's discussions. It's happening. And as the economy begins to fold under, which it's starting to do today, yesterday, the day before, it's just falling apart out there. People are going to feel this pinch. They're going to feel the pinch of higher prices. They're going to feel the pinch of the subprime mortgage debacle and foreclosures on their properties and neighbors trying to sell houses and people getting kicked out of their homes and all this stuff. And more people are going to start listening to who did this to them. Instead of just passing by when someone mentions the perpetrators of this, the Zionists, they're going to stop and listen. And then they're going to get angry. And this is a tidal wave ready to a tsunami waiting to sweep around the Western world. And, of course, they can't stop it. All they can hope to do is manage it. And how would they hope to manage it? Well, first by continuing to marginalize the people telling the truth, and then by putting in place the leadership of this movement that is under their control, i.e., Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is a big liar, and Mr. Rivero even. Now, guilt by association with Mr. Rivero, I have no proof that he's a Zionist dupe, except that a plant, although I do know that his video NASA connections is suspicious as heck, and the fact that he associates with Alex Jones in a very tight way tells me all I need to know that I have to stay away from this guy. That's all I need to know. The rest of it's unimportant, whether he's a Zionist paid shill or not. It's unimportant. If he's hanging around with the Mr. Jones over there, the 4.5 million Luciferians are eating babies. That's... Excuse me. Oh, boy. Yeah. Where's the people's ability to reason? Have we fallen so far that people would buy that? Is that how out of touch with facts in our surroundings people have become? Now, granted, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure there are psychopaths or sociopaths out there doing some absolutely heinous and horrendous things. But the fear-mongering that went on that show and the attempt to create panic makes me almost sick to my stomach. And then I'm more worried about the fact that people still follow this guy, and that is the level of intellect that we're dealing with here in many people in this truth movement. It's scary. Now, worse than that is how many addresses and phone numbers and contact informations has Mr. Jones collected over his 12 or 14 years of doing this, and when this clamping down comes, how many of these people are going to be rounded up in kind of a one fell swoop by the knuckle-dragging goons, imbeciles that they're putting into our police departments? Yeah. unbelievable. I mean, who would write us a history like this? It's unbelievable. But, you know, they haven't lost yet if they can get violent enough to take away the push for truth. You see, people by and large would rather talk out these problems with these criminals than force their hand through any means necessary, as Mr. Our wonderful President Jefferson told us we may need to do. We were by watering the tree of liberty with the blood of patriots. You know, not many patriots are willing to water that liberty tree. And they'll try to negotiate with the bad guys. And, of course, that will lead to their demise, as you all know. And the only way we're going to actually wrestle back control of this world from this mafia is to physically take it back from them. It's the only way it's going to be done. It will never be done by them handing it. Never. Now, many of the people on the periphery of this criminal organization are starting to wake up to the crimes of their associates. Many of them who have been compartmentalized and duped into acting on behalf of this criminal group have heard some of these facts and understand some of these truths and are starting to leave their fold. Now, of course, mid-level and upper-level management within these extortion ring slash baby selling slash porno producing drug running criminal Zionist Jews in the world, they're tied to the outcome of their group. It's going to be very difficult for them to extricate themselves from the participation in what's coming for them. And of course, you and I both know that not all Jews are involved here. And the biggest resistance that we can hope for against these criminals has to come from the Jewish community itself. And I have hoped from the start that we would get the support we need from the Jewish community itself, because that really, ladies and gentlemen, is going to make or break our success. You see, the people closest to them could bring them down the fastest. The people closest to them who are not criminal Zionists would be able to affect the change that we need to take on this planet better than anyone, because they would know exactly who these people are and they would be able to identify them and able to marginalize or usurp their control more quickly than anyone else. So we need our allies in the Jewish community, and we know that all Jews are not involved in this. And we need the righteous Jews of the world not to fall victim to this fear-mongering from their own community. Anti-Semitism. It's malarkey. It's anti-criminalism that's growing in the world. It just happens that they're all the crooks, these Zionists. And the last thing that they would probably do is it's been called the Samson option, where they would pull the plug on the whole bloody shooting match. That would be an implosion of all kinds of stuff, and maybe even the use of terrible weapons and whatever else, because they would, if they're going to go down in flames, they'll take everybody else with them, is the theory. And considering how whacked out some of these people are in practice, that wouldn't be out of the question, would it? I want to thank the people out there who sent in a couple of bucks for us to pay off some phone bills, and I'm grateful. Eric's grateful. We're all grateful here at the French Connection. It was a kindness that we're always in the debt of the people that help pay for this broadcast. It's nothing more. We're not interested in. I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of money over here. I don't have an extravagant lifestyle. I drive a used car, and I live from month to month like everybody else does. And I want you all to know that helping me pay these phone bills and the rest of the cost that we put up with, I'm very grateful for it. And you guys actually helped a lot. And, you know, it's not a lot of money that comes in, because I don't ask you to put big sums of heavy doses of money. Although some of you actually ponied up a decent sum on the PayPal, I want to tell you all, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, we are in, I think, some of the more desperate times for everyone. I think this is really coming to a head here because it's like I've said before, they're juggling eggs and they can't keep all of them up in the air. And they're going to start dropping a few of these. And you're going to see as this happens, more people are going to come to the facts. More people are going to be aware of what's happening. And these facts are being circulated worldwide. And as this becomes more of a reality for everyone, people won't turn away from you when you explain it to them anymore. Try it out with people who were not terribly resistant, but rather just were a little bit resistant to you, but and they won't. Try them now. See if they're more receptive. I think you're going to find out, by and large, half the people you talk to are going to want to hear what you've got to say. Now that there are people out there that don't want to know about it. They're going to tell you right to your face, I don't want to know about it. I got my life. I don't care. It's not important to me. Fine. Move on. Don't waste your breath. Don't put an effort into something that is going to bear no fruit. You know, there are going to be people who are interested. Contact your local police. Send them, if you don't want to tell them who you are, send them an anonymous letter. With a CD of a French Connection broadcast or a Chris Bolin interview or Ben Friedman, better. Ben Friedman. And then tell them where to get additional information. If it gets into the hands of one of the police and they listen to it, they're going to be, first of all, sitting there dumbstruck. And maybe they'll begin to catch on too. If you've got family members in the police department, drop a DVD or a CD on them. Let them see The Money Masters, 9/11 Mysteries, Painful Deceptions, all of these things, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm not in this as a job. I'm in this to have a better world. And we can have that. It's going to get nasty, I think. People won't give up without a fight. But we got to bring it to them. We got to take it to them. We got to show them that we're not going to roll over for their criminal antics. It's not going to happen. Please, do your part. Fight the good fight. And what we'll do is we're going to do a file with a guest coming up real soon. If things don't go up in flames on this weekend, and they can't get this Iranian mess started this weekend, so we'll do another file next week. Don't know the date of this going to happen, but they're going to try to ramp up something. Hold on to your hats. Fight harder. And thank you all for being part of this truth that the French Connection is sharing. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Darryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. Bye-bye now. So well, so long.
sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was flying. We come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed alone. We come in the ages most uncertain. Thank you.